So despite the trauma is being going on in Jamaica, it is like, I don't know what to say. This trauma, like every single day, the pile up of trauma. If I'm not killing, if I'm not murder. Welcome to another Double Trouble Drama Show. And I'm your host, Boss Wago Rebic. Trust my people. So I have an interesting topic lineup for you guys. And it is talking about you be able to, instead of having different aspects of your life coming together, you can learn by doing the action that you want to do. So if you're trying to get what I'm trying to say, it is self-thought. And another word for it is auto-dictated actionism. So if I don't pronounce it right, you can say it. So we're going to look at it on the whole best possible way of self-talk and why reason which you can literally teach yourself to become successful or to become financially independent or to become just curious about what you want to find out. Knowledge is power. Power is knowledge. And these dramatic issues, and we're going to put it at the end of our podcast. So let's look what is auto diction dick action dick dick deductionism, which is self-taught. So audio deduction nism or self-education or self-learning or self-teaching is an education without any guidance of mastering or teaching or professional or institution or school. It's just you're teaching yourself. Yeah, basically teaching yourself to become like homeschooling, you can say. So it is generally for individuals who choose their subject that they will study, and their studying material and their reading and their time and their may not have a formal education. So it's an informal process of education. So it's homeschooling, I'm saying. And there's the maybe complex complied or alternative way to teach yourself. So in other words, is when the education system cannot be trusted. Interesting. So I'm looking, wow. And we want to figure it out ourselves to become a form of audio didact. So self-education or self-learning rather is more about the field that you really wanted to go into, really want to speak into, educational crew, you're curious about the education that you wanted. And also more often these times are inter-driven. So if you're self-motivated, you're more likely to get things done. So think about before going to school or formal education to prepare to figure things out. And so you become trying to figure things out or trying to learn stuff on your own. You become a problem solver. You're like, you want to become this problem solver to solve things in society. So becoming that, you have people to obtain information from various, from your smartphone, and how to do things, and you develop your knack of knowledge. Yeah. And most people end up without figure out these things. Knowledge is addicting. So as a self-learning, you're more likely to curious about these things and examine the mindset, which will start from the journey of figuring out the first bit of information, which is important in society. So self-learning starts with curious. You're curious about why curiosity. You're curious about these things. So curious is an interesting idea that which become concern or curious about something, that therefore you want to explore, you want to in depth into things. Yes, yeah, so you want to, like, it is important. And modern school is just focus on curious things that time constrained manner. Curiosity is something that you led to amazing or discover genius and formal. It suggests of time sensitive consequence. Like in school, you learn something and you have a homework and you have time concern, and you're like, the homework need for coming this time, your homework need for coming tomorrow, or this time concern consequence, and you don't bring your homework, you will get into problem. So this is an interesting way to look at life, to ask yourself. You go to school from your baby, then you go to basic school, then primary school, then high school, then either you get a skill or you go to college, or you just say you want to teach yourself to find out why is this information you're interesting. And with learning about things that you really want to do can become a big problem. Why? Because you don't have the resources. Some. And you must have this. Sometimes you can be very lackadaisical. So you must have a mindset to constrain and focus on curious things to lead you to misunderstand of our potential. So we can stop to figuring out things and instead reply to the upper scale. So start, we need to abandon those beliefs, and completely it is important. So for example, you're thinking about to do a podcast. You're like, what are these topics I am going to come up with? How I'm going to execute it? Is it that I'm going to talk about politics? Is it that I'm going to talk about religion? Is it that I'm going to talk about my own life journey? Is it that I'm going to talk about sport or play sports? Or is it that the reason that human are attached to each other? So you're talking about a relationship podcast where you're dealing about relationship, how people why people stay single, why people in a relationship, why people married, why people divorce, why people have conflict in relationship. So it's either that, and how to copyright your work is quite important. And you can go a list of topics. And you do this to find out. So in school, we are taught to research, but not enough to explore. So we have taught to research and conduct experiment, our research, and figure out why. And it's like, man, oh God. So you as a researcher, you about for every other human being on our planet. Having an interest in self-learning is quite important. And you need to put out your research and hat to get a combination of information. Self-taught doesn't mean Listen to this one, people. Self-thought doesn't mean that you find somebody or find people that who already figure it out, the answer for you, but instead utilize their information to create an hostile picture you want to learn about it. So this is important. But then you ask yourself, where do I get these information? Where do I find out about these information? So meanwhile, you're very curious and you're like, yeah, but sometimes these information may be biased. Have you ever thought of that? Well, yes. It may be bad. So maybe have a preference of information and judgment and not maybe objective. Yeah, people. So while you need this information and figuring out things and where you choose to find this information, you need to start at the top of your mind. Yeah. Because when you start at the top of your mind, you're like, which topic I'm going to do today? So if you like have a broader topic that you're going to see, you're going to look at. So I'm going to look at crime. Crime is broad. Alright. How I can narrow down this topic. So I'm going to look at crime, my broad topic. I'm going to brainstorm now. What comes to my mind when I hear the word crime? Alright, I think about Prettier Lawson. I think about, burgling. I'm thinking about, domestic abuse or violence. I'm thinking about, identity theft, stealing. Of stealing your possession or your things or etc. So it is, you have to be mindful of these things. So on the other hand, information is just about everywhere. It is just about everywhere. And first thing you do is Google. The Google is the first thing that everything come to mind. Is Google is a part of a self, is a way how you can self learn or teach yourself rather. So let us Google it. So it is important that you make sense out of nonsense. So everything on Google can be true, but some of them can be false. So going into driving into the problem of the available vast amount of information that you must be literally be pinpointing which information is important, which information is not. So which means Google is fine, but at the beginning you need to have a basis of premises to find out that these pieces of information that put together make sense. And what you're trying to learn on your own will make Google more likely to find articles more easy, because you write down these ideas and topic that you want to fine tune and what you want to like literally get into people get people to focus on rather. So you have vast variety of information on how to get information. You have various medium and channel on how to get information, which I should say. So you have the short and you have the long. So social media, not just on Google can do it alone, but social media has also give you information like the star on Instagram, the Observer, the reading of article or news or headlines that pop up on your phone, so you can listen to it, or Snapchat or YouTube, so you can learn different ways of medium to teach yourself. For instance, I did CAPE, and which is sixth form, and I don't understand a topic, right? You think me just go up on Google for read the topic when the book already there? Tell me where the pan Google. I tell me something similar to the topic, right? Or something exact towards the topic, and me still not understand. So you know what me I go do? Go up on YouTube to make somebody can explain to me the detail, like the important aspect of the topic, instead of read the entire chapter of the topic. Fine tune, make it more easy. So when you utilize it, these mediums of communication can be important for you to fine tune and sit down and listen or watch or meditate and interpret and all of them something there. So limiting your aspect of short-term or long-term teaching can have a detriment on you. So short-term thought teaching also to believe that space level thought happen when you use social media as a means of knowledge acquisition, which is important. And these parts can be short-term that nipple the information, that mean fine-tune the information, often not just entirely out there, but proving to shortlist, to screw down it, to some of it, and does not require an in-depth thought, as I said about the book. I just want the necessary information about this chapter that I'm reviewing or reading or studying. But I find a brilliant YouTube video that just explain it to the point. Yeah, I can't bother for reading about this long bugger book. Like, I got an assignment and I buy the book and I was like, should I read this book? Although one day I'm going to read the book. But I got the assignment and I should write 2,500 words. And poor me, I don't know that I need to read this book. So you know what I do? I Google and I find a website and it just explained me about the book to the point. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to write my paper. And I did write my paper, which is important. Because number one, I have no time for reading a book. Although this is a bad example. But when you learn about things that you want to do, you are doing like exercise. Instead of you go read, we go up on Google for go read how to do exercise in the morning. You know, go up on YouTube and find out steps and ways to exercise in the morning, which is important. So self-learning to require much in-depth thought. So you have to be critical that it is what it is saying. And this means that it's a whole point. You're building a point. Some parents, like our prime minister, thing that his children need instead of the school system, him just say let us self-taught our children by homeschooling them. So building a model of Chip Chop will be somewhat minor to the game, and a long thought often a lot more out. So reading a book, doing documentary, watching movie contain amazing amount of time, which are deliberate thought through connecting or contributing the entire piece of the message which convey it is much more important. So when we order did it ask, start to explore things, short thoughts are important, but when we build on a model and finding an in-depth, well-researched thought always led to a more complete, better function model, which is quite important. So where you can find a long thought, you can go to your local library. Go to read books and more books and more books. Self-research. Read documentary or watch documentary shows. And it is kind of surprising, like there are a lot of amount of information out there. So you want to depend on facilities that can provide you with vast amount of information. So it depends on your point of learning or conduct that self-research or start to formulate with long thoughts or models, which will can be structured in a way to make you understand and interpret the message that you are teaching yourself. So silent also comes into play, where a combination allows information to collaborate in one's mind. Interesting, I did not know that. Okay, so although you create a model, you start to encourage or encounter information that are theories that are constructed. Like when I do the IR course, I found information that is linked to IR. I was like, wow, this is amazing. But boy, IR is terrible. It is an interesting field, but IR means international relations, where it means that how state interact with different states. That is basically meaning how foreign policy affect another country foreign policy, how trading agreement comes into play, the exchange of trade and goods and services going in and out of the country, and all of them something there, and the policy that government make. So triangulation of information can support a lot of theories and spread a various amount of information. But also, more important, you must have proof. The information must be accurate. So when you are self-taught, your information must be accurate. If you don't inaccurate, you're gonna have a lot of problem. So learning the information that breaks down the theories, which is important. The biggest benefit of solidarity in the model which is the basis of triangulating information, which is the learning the information that breaks down the theories. Often the biggest benefit that solidified the model being formulated. Mm-hmm. And that is quite important. But another aspect of it, you must look at intellectual, honest, and pitiful of self learning. Why I say that? Because when the academic or fast food workers are working smart in some subject areas than others, often it means that others are smart in many subject areas, that they're more smart in many subject areas and others are not. And it becomes deciding whether you become successful at self-learning or not. So you have to think of things like this. So we're going to go to our dramatic issues. And now, our dramatic issues for this, it is a good dramatic issue. So a youth from Calabar named Kemonia is he's 19 year old, donate to visual impaired student from some school in our children's home, and buy her a typewriter machine to assist her with the typing, which is amazing. Number two, like, Rihanna team came out at Shaggy, like, woo! So Rihanna team came out and said that Shaggy should tell the truth, as his team contact Rihanna team about the album, and about the album, saying that he want to be featured on Rihanna album. They say that they're finalizing things, and if he could send some of his work and rename day so he can feature on the album, but him not gonna feature on the album anyway. So now Shaggy responded that the media, the Jamaican media, take things out of context and blame the media for sending the wrong message to Rihanna. So number three, a former firefighter want his job back, as he believed that he person fight him out of his job. As he served 16 years in the organization, he's now 36 and enjoy what he loved to do best, but someone put something on his foot as his life changed completely, and them himself a bad mind people, them bad mind, and his leg got swollen and infected. So he's saying that people hope him. So he say one of his colleagues in the fire brigade over him. I'm like, oh god, when this thing is going to happen? Bad mind people don't have to stop it, you know. Anyway, so 22, another dramatic issue. So 22-year-old has been taking pill for a year, a 22-year-old woman, and she has starting to experience smell from her cookie. This not pretty, none at all. So she stopped taking the pill because it affect her, it bring side effect, and it going more than a year now. Whoa, a year with that condition, Lord of mercy, what a disgrace. So she have been in disgrace and embarrassing public spaces when it come down or the odor just started to smell. So she have done several tests from hospital, and as well as she have done drink bush medicine, but nothing has worked, and she messed up really bad. And when it happened to her, she's trying to say mess up her really bad, and when it happened, she want to know how to detox herself, but she don't know how to do it, so she's asking pastor for advice. Father is seeking. This is the most tragedy, shocking news I ever seen. Father is seeking help for as his daughter who got shot in her head last year, to go overseas to get treatment, as he's asking his MP, Dr. Peter Philip, and others to save his daughter's life. Oh God, by assisting him with medical bills and etc. No, so she further went on to say that he cannot bear to see his daughter in a deplorable condition, and she barely can see hear out her left ears, and also she can barely speak about on this matter. So hope Dr. Peter Phillips help her quickly and she can get some help. That is the Double Trouble Drama Show.